You may not like what you're paying for gas, but oil company investors do. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. President Biden is calling for a windfall tax on oil companies if the firms don't change the way they're using the profit that they're making from higher prices. Shell made $9.5 billion in the third quarter of this year. We now know that Exxon took in more than $19 billion.
President Biden says this is a windfall from Russia's war in Ukraine, and the industry is spending the money on dividends for shareholders and stock buybacks. The president wants them to use it to produce and refine more oil, which he says would bring down prices. If they don't, he says he'll work with Congress to come up with a windfall profits tax.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Congress has to approve new taxes, and this could become a tougher sell if Republicans make gains in the midterms next week. Your calendar alarm all set for tomorrow, 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific. That's when the Federal Reserve raises interest rates, probably by 0.75 percentage point. But what else should we be watching for from U.S. central bankers tomorrow? David Kelly is chief global strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds.
Well, I think the real question is, are they almost done? I think we know that they're going to raise interest rates very likely by another 0.75%. So they've been raising rates very aggressively all year. But so far, they haven't acknowledged the fact that inflation does seem to be easing a bit. And I think they'll probably do that tomorrow. And probably also some hint that the next interest rate increase, which we do expect to come in December, might be smaller, maybe 0.5% instead of 0.75%. So I think we'll see some moderation in tone out of the Federal Reserve tomorrow.
The 10-year interest rate is following this logic. It's fallen to 3.97% now. In journalism school, they teach us to verify information before broadcasting or publishing. We don't trade in rumors or loose chatter, but financial markets do. And today, unconfirmed social media whispers that maybe China might get looser about its anti-COVID rules drove the Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong up 5.2%. The key index in Shanghai went up 3.6%. As of today, companies in New York City with at least 4 employees have to include the salary range in all job posting. That's for both internal and external candidates. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that.
It's official. If you're looking at jobs in New York City, you should now be able to see what they pay.
It's a big deal. Prior to the law, really about a third of companies were doing this.
Zoe Cullen at Harvard Business School says it's particularly significant to have pay transparency in such a major job market.
A lot of people are going to be affected. And on top of that, it means that for an employer who's searching for job applicants in the New York City area, it's going to be hard to circumvent such a law by searching elsewhere.
When applicants and existing employees can see salary ranges up front, it helps reduce pay disparities for women and people of color, says Andrea Johnson at the National Women's Law Center.
It's really the major tool we've identified for closing gender wage gaps because it strengthens worker power and employer accountability.
Pay transparency laws are starting to take off across the country, she says. Colorado already has a similar law in place, and both California and Washington State will too, starting in January. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Next week, California voters will decide on 2 gambling-related ballot propositions. One would expand betting in casinos on tribal land, but opponents say if it passes, it could limit those bare-bones casinos known as card rooms. There are California cities that very much rely on the money generated by card rooms. From KCRW, Megan Jamerson reports.
Proposition 26 would make it legal to bet on sports in person at tribal casinos and racetracks. Anthony Roberts is the tribal chairman of the Yochadihi Wintu Nation. He told the California State Legislature this summer that he supports the proposition because of what gaming has already done for his community.
Tribal gaming on our lands has helped pull us out of poverty and pushed us on a path of economic self-sufficiency.
Several tribes are backing the proposition. Kathy Fairbanks, the Yes on 26 campaign spokesperson, says more revenue from expanded sports betting could go even further.
It not only benefits tribes, but it will bring tens of millions of dollars to the state of California.
Opponents of the measure are largely led by cardrooms. There are about 80 of them in the state, and they generate about $500 million in tax revenue. Juan Garza is a spokesman for No on 26. He says cardrooms aren't worried about opening the door to sports betting, but they are concerned about a provision tucked into the ballot measure that would allow anyone, including tribes, to sue cardrooms over table games.
They're scared. They're scared of the possibilities.
Some tribes have tried to take card rooms to court in the past, but the cases didn't go anywhere.
There's been a long time competitive nature between tribal casinos and card rooms in our state.
Some cities are also concerned. Take Hawaiian Gardens, a small city in Los Angeles County. Nearly 70% of its revenue comes from the city's local card room. Siobhan Moore Cage is the assistant to the mayor of Hawaiian Gardens.
You know, talk about all of your eggs being in one basket. That card room is the economic engine that makes our city run.
There are card rooms in 32 counties in California. They pay around $100 million a year to the cities where they are located. In Los Angeles, I'm Megan Jamerson for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.